Any update today on Odell's condition?
He's got an ankle. He's in there getting treatment.
Is there any concern that he won't be ready for the opener?
Oh, we're just taking it day by day.
What did you learn from the MRI?
I didn't learn anything from the MRI. He's got an ankle. He's in there getting treatment. We're taking it day by day. Medical staff reads the MRIs.
Is he in a boot then?
He's in there. He's got an ankle. He's getting some treatment.
It's a question some people might have. Is if he had an injury, why was he even back on the sideline just in the second half of the game?
He's got an ankle. He's getting treatment, doing what he can to get ready to go.
Is there any regrets with the way that was handled from your end? I mean,
no regrets.
Did you look at that and
do anything differently?
No.
Coach, how do you think Roger Lewis responded to the increased workload today?
I think Roger had a great day of practice. Showed up ready to go, worked hard, got a lot of reps on special teams and on offense. Made some nice catches down the field on some post balls, on some go balls, and on some flies. Had a very productive day. Took advantage of his opportunity.
Ben, you've said several times about Odell taking day by day. Sometimes coaches say it's a weekly thing depending on what you think the prognosis is. So is day to day meaningful when you say that?
Yeah, a week is a long way that's a long way away, right? I like to take things day by day and see how they go, see how he responds to treatment. Brett does some good things for us. He's a tremendous communicator, whether he's at center or guard, knows the scheme, knows the system, helps communicate to the players around him. He's a physical player, plays with good pad level, and we trust Brett.
Why did you want to do that today, give him first team reps?
We're spreading the opportunities around.
It is coincidental to spread him around today, though, right? I mean,
we played a game about a day and a half ago, so Brett does a nice job for us. We're going to give him an opportunity.
Why not spread him around at right guard, at the other guard spot or the other tackle spots then?
Brett could play both guards in the center for us.
Ben, you pointed out Olivier Vernon's coverage play the other day. I mean, Is that eye-opening to you a little bit, or did you know a lot about that beforehand?
You know he's a very talented man, plays the game hard. I think it speaks more to effort and finish in the second preseason game and the desire to compete. And it was a great example for everybody on the team.
When you have two defensive ends, they're not next to each other. Can you just talk a little bit about how they play off of each other, Jason and Olivier in particular?
I think, there's constant competition. And it doesn't matter whether it's at both defensive end spots or it's at both defensive tackle spots. We have a lot of competition going on in the defensive line room, and I think that's healthy for our team.
Where was Valentino today?
Valentino, we had a couple guys we had to leave inside today. We'll leave it at that.
Is it injury related?
We had a couple guys we had to leave inside today, and we'll leave it at that.
What went into the decision to release Darius Powell? He seemed like a guy who was having a good summer.
We're short on receivers. We think highly of Darius. He's been a good, productive player for us in the offseason and for camp. It's simply a numbers issue at this point.
Was his injury something that you thought would keep him out longer? Did that contribute to it?
It was not going to be day-to-day.
How did you think Shane Smith played on special teams on Monday night?
He had a lot of opportunities. Some plays were better than others, but he's a guy that's learning to play in space. And being a fullback, that's not something that comes as naturally to those guys as it does to some other positions. But he's growing and he's learning.
But after scoring was a problem last year, how concerning is it that you haven't found the end zone yet?
We're not happy about it. We're working at it. That's how we have to address it. We have to come out, we have to put our work in, and we have to improve in the practice field and get it to carry over to game day. You're not going to snap your fingers. Just because you want something to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen. You have to work at it.
How did Dante Dion look in Monday's game?
Dante Dion, he made a nice interception that was negated there by a penalty. It was a heck of a play on the boundary. We've talked. I'm not happy about the fair catch on the 5-yard line, but that's something that he can learn from. Judge the ball a little bit better, make sure he's in better punt catching fundamentals and know where he is on the field. But Dante's a guy we trust inside and has some good skills for that position.
One more. We've seen B.J. Goodson take pretty much, I think, every first team defensive snap when he's been out here. You mentioned yesterday he was destroying blockers. Has he earned the right to be your starting middle linebacker week one, barring any sort of setback or anything?
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence in BJ. He gets better each and every day. He's taking it from the practice field to the game field, and he's working at ripping the ball out. He's doing a good job of that today. He's a guy that gets better with reps, and we're excited for BJ.